You're on the cruise this afternoon with Pete, and joining us on the line now is Angus Taylor. Now, if that name rings a bell, he is the Federal Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction. And, of course, the net zero policy has just come out from the government yesterday. So thought we'd get him on the line and have a chat. How are you, Angus?
Good, thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Mate, not a drama whatsoever. Now, a quick explanation. What does net zero mean?
Well, it means we reduce our emissions, not eliminate them. We reduce our emissions over the next 30 years. Of course, it's not tomorrow, but it's net. So, to the extent that our agriculture and carbon capture and storage can absorb emissions, we don't need to eliminate those. So, this is not about eliminating industries. It's absolutely not about eliminating livestock agriculture or the mining industry or heavy manufacturing. In fact, there's great opportunities for those industries, including in the Hunter Valley. And our plan lays out a pathway for Australia that captures those opportunities, that doesn't impose taxes on Australians, that respects Australians' choices, respects our customers' choices. You know, our Japanese and Korean customers, of course, enormously important to the Hunter Valley for resources and for agriculture, of course. We need to respect those customers. We're not going to tell them what they have to buy, but we do have to evolve and alter our product as their demand changes. And that's what our plan lays out, a plan that strengthens our region, strengthens jobs, strengthens our economy, not weakening it.
Now, the Prime Minister is going to head overseas to Glasgow for the big global meeting. Do you think the policy will stack up when he puts it out in front of the internationals?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the point I would make about this is every country in the world is struggling with how to reconcile bringing down emissions with a strong economy. Countries don't want to weaken their economies. They don't want to impose taxes on people. They don't want to raise the price of electricity. But they know they've got to get emissions down. And the way to reconcile those two things, the economy and emissions reduction, is through technologies that allow us to bring down emissions without imposing costs. Now, you know, people across the world have been using technology to solve hard problems for hundreds of years, and it's the key to our prosperity and will continue to be. And what I find energy ministers and emissions ministers around the world are most interested in talking about is how we can help them with our technologies and our products to reduce their emissions. The truth is, our coal now reduces emissions versus alternatives, versus the competitors that our customer countries would use. Our gas provides a lower emissions alternative to those countries. Our potential in the production of hydrogen, including in the Hunter Valley, where we produce hydrogen now for fertilizer and ammonium nitrate, that production can increase dramatically to support customer countries. So that's what I'll be talking to them about. Those are the discussions that I find ministers around the world are most interested in.
Okay, so when it comes to different technologies and all, why is it we have it outlawed here in Australia to use nuclear power?
Well, the Labor Party is dead opposed to it, and it would require bipartisanship because it's so easy for them to run a scare campaign, as they do, against this. We would like the Labor Party to come with us to look at nuclear, and we're particularly interested in the emerging technologies with nuclear. The older nuclear power stations were expensive to build. The UK is trying to build one now, and it's proving to be challenging. But certainly the small modular reactors, which are a lower cost version, it's early days yet, but there's great hope about their capacity to provide affordable, reliable power. And we'd like the Labor Party to work with us on that. But right now, Albo just says no. He's dead opposed. And it's very clear they'll run a scare campaign on this. That's unfortunate. Hopefully, in the future, Labor will change its views on this.
All right, finally, Minister, how hard is this going to be to sell to the Australian public, especially to regional Australia, where a lot of coal mining and industry is?
Well, we're not shutting coal mines. We're not shutting gas. We're certainly not shutting livestock agriculture. We're not shutting those industries. Others will choose to. Labor has been wanting to get a carbon tax permanently in place for a long, long time, and they're happy to shut industries. They don't represent most of them. You know, Joel Fitzgibbon, of course, is an exception to that, but the vast majority of them are just not interested. And That is not the pathway we will go down. Most of regional Australia is represented by people from the Liberal Party, myself being a regional MP, and the National Party. We are absolutely focused on making sure this plan is good for regional Australia. The biggest criticism of it, by the way, is we should be shutting stuff. We should be imposing taxes on these activities. We're not going to do that. And that's a criticism we will wear because we'll defend regional Australia every day of the week.
All right. Well, there you go. There are the answers from the Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction, Angus Taylor. Thank you for joining us on the cruise this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be back with more in a couple of minutes' time here on the cruise.